Hello and welcome to the Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm your host, Genoa Manifestation Coach. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you how to reverse engineer a manifestation by using your source energy and your feeling and your thought all together to create your desired manifestation. Everything you need to manifest is inside of you. You are the universe expressing as a human form. Now, with that being said, if you want to manifest something, the question you ask yourself is, if I already had this thing, how would I feel? Because Abraham Hicks taught me this. Abraham Hicks teaches, we only want something because we believe we will feel better in the having of it. We only want something because we believe we will feel better in the having of it. Okay? This one statement can change your whole approach to your life. So let's start with this premise that your feeling creates. So now, if you have a manifestation that you want to create, something that you want in your life, the way you can manifest it faster and by manifesting it using yourself, your source energy, really all you need is you to manifest anything. Now, that doesn't mean we don't interact with the physical world, but if we are in a state of God consciousness, the way we interact with the physical world is very different. So if you want something and you know the feeling it's going to bring you, so you ask yourself, okay, if I had this manifestation already, how would I be feeling? Like, why do I want it? Like, what is it going to give me? Right? Because it is going to be temporary. It's going to be something that comes into your life experience. And you have it and you've accomplished it, and then you're going to want something new. And that's a beautiful thing about being human. Forget the old conditioning about how you're always chasing something new and you don't like it, and then you want something new again. Like, there's something wrong with you. Like, all those things our parents told us when we were little. That's not true. We are always going to be desiring a new experience. We're always going to be desiring our next level. That's the beauty of life, of being a human, is that we're always going to keep expanding. So we're going to keep expanding further and further as we go. And that's the beauty in life. If you stay stagnant, if your parents are right and what they're saying is right, is that, okay, if you get this, then you keep it for and be happy with it forever and don't want anything else anymore. Right? That's not true, because if you're going to keep this thing and be happy with this one manifestation for the rest of your life, where's the movement? Where's the growth? Where's the energy to live, right? That's where desiring to create new experiences and desiring to create new manifestations and to reach your next level of understanding. Understanding is also a manifestation. Insights are manifestations. Okay, so take your one goal, your one manifestation that you want, and ask yourself, why do I want this? Like, what is the feeling that I'm going after here? How do I want to feel? Like, what is it? What is this manifestation going to give me? So if it's something to do with money or business or what your work is, right, and you want to reach your next level, so ask yourself, so why do I want to reach my next level with money? Why do I want to reach my next level in my business? Well, because that's going to make me feel successful. Okay, so then feel successful now. Can you feel that vibration right now? Okay, why do you want to reach your next level in your business? Why do you want to have more money? Well, I want to feel freedom. I want to feel abundant. Okay, we'll feel freedom and abundance now. Another feeling could be, if you want to reach your next level of success, is that you just want to feel really well known. You want everybody to know who you are. You want everybody to be aware of your work in the world. So what does it feel like? You can create that feeling right here, right now. What does it feel like now that everybody has their eyes on you? What does it feel like to have that many eyes on you? Like, what is the desire that you're looking for? You want to feel satisfied. You want to feel successful. You want to feel accomplished. You want to feel good. So feel those feelings now. Feel accomplished. Feel successful. Feel valued. Feel worthy. Feel popular. Feel famous. Feel all of those feelings that you want from the manifestation now. And believe that to be true. Just say, yeah, that's already true. It's already done. And now I'm going to enjoy this unfolding. I'm going to enjoy this unfolding of how it comes to be physical. Because everything is first coming from our mind and from our source energy. So when it becomes physical, it will be old news at that point. We'll be like, oh yeah, well, I already knew that was coming because that's what I thought about. And that's what I felt to be true. Those are the feelings of truth that I put on my reality. That yeah, it's just true that I am successful, I am accomplished, I am valued. That's who I am. I always get what I want. I always get what I want because if I think about what I want and I don't disbelieve it, then it's mine. And it's on its way. And now the way the universe orchestrates it, the way God, Source, does it, all of that stuff is kind of out of our control. I think we can manifest anything. So if you want to manifest anything specific, you can. It just takes more focus and energy. But if you're, as long as you're thinking and feeling, you don't even always have to feel it. But this particular podcast is about inducing the feeling of what you want before it's physical, because then you're not chasing after that dream from this feeling of lack. So you chase after the dream from the feeling of, I am successful, I am accomplished, and I feel accomplished. So that like closes the gap. I feel accomplished right here, right now. This gap is closing from wanting and having. And now, as you embody that feeling and you embody the correct thoughts and you don't contradict yourself, then that manifestation will become something you can see and touch and hear. It will become something that your senses will then be able to take in. Isn't that beautiful? I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if this is the way we started out life knowing this? We could be so much more efficient creators if we didn't have all this conditioning to battle through, and if we had just learned this in preschool, in kindergarten. Just pretend like you learned this in kindergarten and you've always lived your life this way. Try that on. That would be amazing. Anyways, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope it helped you, and good luck with knowing and practicing that knowing that you only want something because of the feeling it's going to bring you. So download that feeling now. Namaste.